This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Maggie Gallagher, president of the National Organization for Marriage, a group fighting to preserve traditional marriage, the union of one man and one woman, around the United States. On election night 2009, the National Organization for Marriage and other traditional marriage forces scored a major victory in the state of Maine when the voters there overturned a new law passed earlier in the year by legislators that would legalize gay marriage in the state. But on the very same night, the results of the New Jersey governor's race have forced gay rights supporters to try and fast-track a bill legalizing gay marriage in the Garden State. And there could be a key vote there on Thursday. And Maggie, thanks so much for being with us.
A pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Well, basically, what happened is the Democratic governor there, John Corzine, lost his bid for re-election. The new governor, Chris Christie, opposes same-sex marriage. So supporters know they need to get this done before the switch in the governor's office. What's the latest? Or where does this stand?
We're cautiously optimistic at this point. We don't think that they're going to have the votes on Thursday, but it's we're pulling out all the stops. Let me put it this way: if you're in New Jersey and you haven't called your senator yet, now is the time to make your voice heard. It will be amazing if this goes down to defeat, following the victory in Maine and also the great win in New York, where the New York State Senate lopsidedly rejected gay marriage, 38-24. Because gay rights supporters have been promising their people that they're going to pass gay marriage in the lame duck session. And you are right, a lot of people are wondering why Governor Corzine gets to push gay marriage after the voters have already told him that his services are no longer required in New Jersey.
What does the vote count look like right now? Why are you cautiously optimistic?
I think they're at least 3 votes short at this point, and it could be more.
Which way are the political winds blowing for lawmakers? For those who might be on the fence, what's likely to make their decision for them?
Well, what the National Organization for Marriage is doing, and other people are working hard too, the Catholic Conference, the New Jersey Family Policy Council, Mayor Steve Lonergan, and others. But what we've been doing is reaching out to actual voters and letting them know that their politicians are trying to sneak a gay marriage bill through the lame duck. And we know that we are generating thousands of calls. Phone lines are jammed from people saying, hey, you guys in Trenton, this is not our political priority. Why are you, you know, spending time that you should be spending figuring out how to prevent a budget disaster without raising our taxes on this gay marriage thing? It's clearly not in, in the top priority or the top 2 priorities. Or actually, we did a poll. We found that no more than 2% of people in various state Senate districts told us that it was in their top 3 legislative priorities for the lame duck session. So that's the answer. If we win on Thursday, it will be because politicians did what they're supposed to do and they listened to the voters instead of to a well-funded, competent, strategic minority base within the Democratic Party.
Maggie, what's the law in New Jersey right now?
We have full civil unions for gay people as a result of a New Jersey State Supreme Court order. So this really isn't a debate about rights and benefits. It's a debate about whether the people of New Jersey are entitled to continue to believe that to make a marriage you need a husband and wife. And we're finding that even in so-called liberal states like New Jersey and New York and Maine, the majority of Americans really do not believe that gay unions are marriages, and they resent the increasing efforts to pressure them to change their views, especially without a direct vote of the people.
Maggie, it's been a busy year, even though it's a pretty quiet election year, but New England states legalizing gay marriage several times, an Iowa court decision, and obviously, as we mentioned earlier, the New York State Senate, as well as the voters of Maine rejecting it. Next year, of course, is an even-numbered year, which means a lot of things will be on the ballot. Where are you focusing your efforts next year? Where are likely to be the hot spots?
Well, for us, it's been a year of explosive growth. We're only 2 years old, and we've gone from having 8,000 donors to almost 50,000 donors, and from raising a couple million dollars to, I think we may have raised $10 million by the end of this year. Next year, we've got a strong focus on taking back territory in New Hampshire and Iowa. Iowa, we have to get it through. We have to elect a new legislature, basically, and then they have to vote on it twice, so it'll be a few years down the road. And New Hampshire, we have to change those politicians' minds about what they did, because the people of New Hampshire aren't in favor of gay marriage. But we're also going to be looking at federal races. President Obama has promised his supporters he will try to repeal the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. So we're going to get ready to act to defend marriage nationally, and also to look at how senators and congressmen in 2010, whether they're going to vote their constituents' values and come on board and support marriage as one man and one woman, or whether they're going to cater to the gay marriage lobby. So we'll have our hands full. We're going to have some fun in 2010. We're also looking to see if there's a possibility of pushing forward. And there's a handful of states that where the voters haven't had a right to vote for marriage because we have the local groups have not yet been able to get it through state legislatures to get it to the people. So we will also be looking to see if there's some opportunities where we can help state groups fighting marriage battles, not defensively, but to go on the offense to act to get state marriage amendments to the people.
Let's finish where we started, and that's in New Jersey. Maggie, you mentioned, obviously, that you don't believe there are enough votes right now to pass the bill in the state Senate, and so if it's defeated, the issue dies. If it passes, is that it? Does it go to the governor's desk, or does the other chamber have to work on it, too?
It will go through the assembly, and we are perfectly prepared to fight very hard in both chambers of New Jersey. So it is not a done deal, but if it loses in the Senate, then gay marriage debate is probably over in New Jersey for at least for the next 4 years while Governor Christie is in charge up there.
Well, we'll certainly keep track of it. Thanks so much, Maggie, for your time today.
Thank you.
Maggie Gallagher, president of the National Organization for Marriage. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.